This is In the News in VOA Special English. This week, the United Nations declared an official end to the famine in southern Somalia. Recent rains, an improved harvest, and a major humanitarian aid effort during the past 6 months helped reduce the threat of starvation. But the new head of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization says millions of people are still at risk. Director General José Graciano da Silva says conditions could again worsen unless the aid continues during the next 100 days.
If we do not keep in support, especially those 3 months that we have in dry season until came the rain season in April, those people will not survive, will have famine back.
Mr. Da Silva traveled this week to southern Somalia. On Friday, he told reporters in Kenya that no more areas of Somalia are under famine conditions. But, in his words, good news does not mean that the crisis is over.
We still have a huge problem in the region, particularly in Somalia, and also in other countries that you know are facing similar situation, like the Sahel region, in particular the South Sudan.
United Nations officials now list the situation in Somalia as a humanitarian emergency instead of a famine. Famine means 2 adults or 4 children per 10,000 people die of hunger each day, and 1/3 of children are severely malnourished. The FAO and the Famine Early Warning Network say more than 2 million people still need emergency assistance. That is almost 1/3 of Somalia's population. The United Nations says tens of thousands of people have died since the famine was first declared in parts of southern Somalia in July. Now, refugees have started slowly returning after a good harvest in the recent rainy season. Hundreds of thousands of Somalis fled to camps in Kenya, Ethiopia, and the Somali capital, Mogadishu, in search of food and water. Part of the problem, the militant group Al-Shabaab has restricted international aid in the areas it controls. In any conflict area, helping those in need can require complex negotiations and compromise. The medical aid group, Doctors Without Borders, works in many conflict areas, including Somalia. The group is also known as MSF, for Médecins Sans Frontières in French. The group has published a book called Humanitarian Negotiations Revealed, the MSF Experience. In recent years, medical and humanitarian workers have been increasingly in danger.
We got ourselves 5 workers killed in Afghanistan in 2004. We got 3 workers killed in Somalia, expulsion in Niger and in Sudan.
Michael Newman is director of the MSF Research Center in Paris and co-author of the book. He says there is no way to avoid negotiation if medical treatment is to be provided in conflict areas. Negotiations center on a search for common interests between different sides and opposing groups. In the end, he says, you fight for what you believe in to the maximum, but know that you may not achieve it all. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Embers.